The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. And today what we're going to do is listen to some of the Teeth Across America interviews. I think we have an interesting couple for you. One is an interview with a woman, Ivana Plesniak, who is from Poland. And we're talking about the differences, or kind of like, what was it like to be a child in Poland and grow up as far as dental care is concerned. I also would like to give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And today that is, which ancient culture devised pliers for extracting teeth? Was it A, Chinese, B, Roman, C, Egyptian, D, Greek, E, Peruvian, or F, Mayan? Which ancient culture devised pliers for extracting teeth? Okay, your guesses are welcome at 469-459-9697. And feel free to pick up the phone and give us a call. Also, if you have any questions, and I said that wrong, it's 459-9769. I don't know what I'm thinking. Okay, 459-9769. You can also email your guesses to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. So, I think what I want to do is go right to this interview of Ivana Plesniak, and then afterwards we're going to talk about the Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic and some of my last couple weekend experiences I've had with my own health, and thank some folks who were very nice to me and helped me out. So, let's go ahead and listen to this interview of Ivana Plesniak from Poland. All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. And we are doing our Teeth Across America series. As you know, when I travel, I always look to interview folks that I feel maybe are interesting or have a story to tell. And I am with, tell me your name.
Ivana Plesniak.
See, I just couldn't say it. I could say the Ivana part, but the
Plesniak.
Plesniak.
Yes.
Okay, Ivana Plesniak. I did say it, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay. And you were born in Poland?
Yes.
And you moved to the United States when you were 7?
When I was 12.
12, okay.
Almost 12.
Almost 12. And I really like talking to people from other countries who have started in other countries so that we can find out the differences between dentistry, you know, the ideas about dentistry and dental care in one country as compared to another.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had a dentist who was trained in Poland on my show a few weeks back, maybe a few months now. And she was talking about the differences and, you know, the fact that the health service was run by the government. And
mm-hmm.
she said she didn't have gloves a lot of the time. She had to buy her own. And they had to reuse needles. They had to re-sterilize needles and things. So tell me what your experience has been as a child that you remember when you were in Poland as far as your dental care went.
Well, I remember growing up, we always had dentists in kindergarten and schools.
Okay, they came to your school?
They actually had their office in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And we had nurses that would practice in there, and we would have a doctor that would come in once a while.
Okay.
So we never really went to a dental office as a child because you had that in the school.
Oh, okay. You didn't have to go to a dentist because they brought them to you.
Yeah.
And so everybody took their turn being seen by the dentist?
Yes. Once every 6 months, we would have our checkups. And then, let's say if you had a tooth that had to be pulled out or a cavity.
Yes.
The dentist would set up an appointment for you, and you would go into that room in
okay.
your kindergarten or in your school, and they would do everything right there.
Wow. Was it a real dental chair?
Mm-hmm. Real
and how dental. Did they know that you had a cavity or a tooth that needed to be pulled? So you had an exam?
Yeah. They would have our whole class come in and the dentist would check each person.
Oh, okay. So you kind of stood in line and you turned,
yep.
you sat in the chair and you opened your mouth and
yes.
and they identified where the cavities were
yes.
and the really bad teeth that needed to be removed.
Yes.
Okay. So was that So how did that go? Was that okay? Were people afraid? Were the kids crying?
No, I mean, pretty much everybody learned how to have a white knuckle syndrome at an early
white
stage.
White knuckle syndrome?
You just grabbed onto your chair and hold on tight.
Well, were you able to say, I don't want to do this?
Oh, like, you don't have a choice.
You didn't have a choice?
No, because if you have a cavity or your tooth needs to be pulled out, they would focus more on preventive treatment. So they would take care of it right away than have you wait till it got worse.
I see. So was there a lot of crying going on?
Oh, yes.
Lots of crying.
Yes. I actually one time had a friend whose tooth, her permanent tooth was coming out the wrong way, and they had to pull out the primary tooth.
Yes.
And she was really afraid, so I told her I would go with her and have my tooth pulled out, even though mine wasn't moving yet, just so she wouldn't be afraid.
Well, that's a nice friend.
Yeah, it was in kindergarten, too. That's and I remember the dentist took this instrument that was like a screwdriver and started like going at her tooth, trying to pull it out. Without any pain medicine, because they don't give any pain medicine in Poland to kids.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know.
They just said it's not healthy for kids to have pain medication at a young age.
Wow.
And it's not necessary. Wow. You only need pain medication if you're doing surgery or.
Really? I'm gonna assume you disagree with them.
Yes.
Do you have children?
Yes.
And do they go to the dentist?
Yes.
And do they get? Have they had any cavities?
No. Well, my child is still too young for that. But I do pay attention to her teeth, and I do brush them and teach her about maintenance.
Okay.
And what she should not eat.
If she has a cavity, you're going to make sure she gets Novocaine or local anesthetic, right?
Yes.
Because you don't agree with
it. No.
Now, did it traumatize you for receiving your own dental care? I mean, do you get dental care now?
Yeah, I mean, I still wait till I really, really have to go before I go to a dentist, even though I know better.
Yes.
But I, to break the me being afraid of dentists, I actually went through a dental assisting school.
Oh, really? Were you going to become a dental assistant, or you just did it to get more acquainted?
I was trying to go more into the dental field.
Yes.
But unfortunately, I had a bad car accident, so that ended it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I still love that field as much as it scares me.
Oh, okay.
So it's a love-hate relationship.
Now, you've probably heard, maybe not, maybe you have, you know, a lot of people in this country, they complain about the feeling of being numb. Or they complain about that little prick when you get the shot. And what would you say to them?
I would say go to Poland and have, or go over here and tell the dentist not to give them any pain medication and just do everything without pain medication.
And just see how
they'll understand what it is to feel the drill against your tooth.
So then they should stop complaining about the feeling of being numb.
Yes.
Or stop complaining about the little tiny prick of a needle when it's going to save you from all that pain, right?
Correct. Correct.
Now, in Poland, when it came to, let's see, you left when you were 12, so maybe you don't know this, but the type of dental care that you received was up to the dentist. So, for example, I've met people from other countries who have women who have, like, silver front teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah? And you don't get a choice?
Well, no, not if you go to public dentists. But if you want to pay for it, you can get a choice. Or you can pay to upgrade.
Oh, okay. So but there's this basic level of care, which sounds like it's not very good.
Yeah.
And then for extra money, you can go to the same dentist for an upgrade for, say, I want a tooth-colored filling in my front tooth instead of silver.
Correct.
Or are there dentists that just do private patients?
Yes. Well, most of the dentists and doctors in Poland will have the general practice. And then they have their office that's open maybe one day a week or twice a week.
Okay.
Or in the afternoons. And people can pay and get a better quality care if they want to.
I see. So it really does come down to who can afford the care, the best care, huh?
Yes.
And when you say they have their office open one or two days a week, they're like obligated by the government to work in one of a government clinic most of the week. And then what amounts to their day off, they can go into a private office that they own. Is that how that works?
Okay. Yes.
So even the dentist, to make a decent living, has to work on their day off.
Yes. Huh. But you nowadays, because I go back there often, nowadays more and more dentists are opening their own offices.
Okay. And why is that? Why do you see? Why is that a trend? Is the government becoming more open to just routine dental care? You know, is it?
I think more people have money to spend.
Oh, okay. Care. So the economy has gotten better, and people can afford some of the care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And now that you live in this country, sorry. Here we go. All right, so I wanted to ask you about the healthcare system. What do you think we should do in this country for our healthcare system? Because you come from a place of another country and you know how theirs worked. So if you could advise us, what would you tell us?
Well, what I would do is have representatives from the government here go to other countries in Europe and evaluate their healthcare system and pick out the better parts of it.
Okay.
And apply them here. For the people who would be on the government.
Do you have an idea what you think the better parts are?
Well, I think the good part, in my point of view, was having a dentist and a nurse at school itself.
Okay.
I think that was a good idea because a lot of times when you have to do vaccinations for kids or basic dental procedures that a dentist can do, it takes out half of the cost.
Right.
And half of the anxiety from parents and kids.
So it means the parents don't have to worry about that, at least for the first several years of their kids' lives?
Correct.
What happens before you go to school? Who takes care of a child's dental needs at age 3 or 4 or 5, or there isn't any dental care?
Well, kindergarten in Poland, you can put your child earlier.
How old?
At age 3, I believe. But
3?
Then there are also like preschools in right. Poland, which also have nurses and
okay.
dentists.
All right. Well, here, you know, most people bring their child to the dentist at the first for the age 3
mm-hmm.
for the first visit. And we do have a requirement that when a child starts at a school, they be seen by a dentist and have an exam and get a form that's filled out and signed. So I guess it's similar, except we have the parents put the burden on the parents to take their child to a dentist, and they bring the dentist to the children. Okay, well that's kind of neat. So, so we should go and we should learn about the way other countries do it, and then as far as everyone having care, you think everyone ought to have some kind of health care or dental insurance or something?
Yes, I mean I believe that if you have general care. That provides basic needs
okay.
and preventive care. I think that's where the main idea is to provide a preventive care to patients, then you will not need so many advanced surgeries or procedures, and you're going to get rid of half of the patients that go to doctors just to go for a visit, or the people who can't afford it go to emergency room
right.
for a cold or a flu because they can't afford to see a doctor.
We have that here.
Yes.
Yeah, and you don't have that there.
No. In Poland, you just go see a doctor and that's it.
Okay.
And you get, you know, your cold or flu medication, but you get vitamins with
okay.
the medication to prevent you from getting sick.
Are there waiting? Is there a long line to see a doctor?
No.
No?
No, there's always, like, you go in at 7 in the morning, there might be 10 people in line.
Okay.
But you wait maybe half an hour, and you have few doctors working. If one is busy, the other one will take you.
I see. So you don't really have an assigned doctor. You have whichever one's available.
Correct.
And there are no appointments the entire day, so you could also go at 1 in the afternoon.
Correct.
How long would the wait be at 1 in the afternoon, do you think?
It just depends on the day.
And do you have to go to a certain doctor's office, or can you just, if one seems to have a line out the door, can you go to 2 blocks away and try another doctor? Or?
Well, I mean, we have one big clinic. It's almost like a hospital size. So you'll have like 6 to 7 doctors working in that clinic during morning and maybe 5 in the afternoon.
And so there is that. That's the place you have to go to, though.
Yeah.
You can't go to the one across town because you like them better.
I mean, you can.
You can?
If you want to, but usually the ones that are closer to your home, they're very well managed, and they have your file.
Oh,
they
okay.
have all the information.
I see.
And another thing that they do in Poland is they do physical tests, yes. like your blood work, your right. urine, and so far, since you're born every year.
Okay.
So even as a child, I always had my blood checked to make sure I'm not anemic, that every cell count is right, that I'm growing well, not just my height and weight and
okay.
size.
Okay. Well, that sounds neat. I'm trying to think. Did you have any other stories, dental stories?
I can't besides think of having, any. I'm besides sure there having were so
your,
many.
Really? Your own experience in the dental chair was not pleasant?
Not the drilling, no.
No.
I mean, I like the part where I'm doing, like, dental cleaning and assisting
oh, okay,
for somebody
yeah.
else and
okay.
explaining to people why they should not be afraid of a dentist, because here a dentist is so much better
yes.
than it is in Poland, just because of the fact that you are getting a pain medication.
Right.
That if you are afraid, they'll give you anti-anxiety medication or the laughing gas, I don't know what it's called, but just to calm you down. And the environment is so much more relaxing.
Good. Yeah. Well, that's what we try to do at my office, and I know a lot of dentists around the country. And so your child is a little boy or a little girl?
Girl.
Little girl. What's her name?
Emily.
Emily. So Emily is how old?
She's two.
Two. So have you taken her to a dentist yet?
Well, we've seen one dentist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually gone there or just seen them walk down the street?
No. gone there,
you actually
yes.
gone there. Okay. Yes. That's good. You have to actually go in.
Yes. But she's comfortable with it because I tell her, when I go in there, I tell her everything's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to enjoy this. And I explain to her what the dentist might do.
Right.
So she knows that I'm not afraid, so she's not afraid.
Good. Good. That sounds great. Well, hey, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. So, and you live where now?
I live in Las Vegas now.
You live in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. from Poland to Las Vegas. Okay, well, that's kind of, how'd you wind up in Las Vegas?
Well, I lived in Colorado for a while, and after I finished my dental assisting school, I right. came to Vegas to do my dental hygienist school.
Oh, so are you going to be a dental hygienist soon?
Well, I can't anymore because of my car
accident.
Oh,
that's right, you had a car accident. Okay.
Yeah, I was hoping, but
oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry about that. Sounds like we would love to have you in the profession.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well, you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Incidentally speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we have to go to a break, so stick with us. We'll give out our guesses to the question of the day. Let me just give a couple that came in during that conversation. The question was, what ancient culture devised pliers for extracting teeth? Was it the ancient Chinese, ancient Romans, Egyptians, Greeks, Peruvians, or Mayans? Kay is guessing E, which would be Peruvians, and June guessed B, Romans. Neither of those is correct. But keep your guesses coming to 459-9769, and we'll be right back after the break.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City. Or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Why I won't pay is your day no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Welcome back to Dimly Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. During the break, we had another guess or two for the question of the day. Dee from Baltimore called in a guess. She guesses the Mayan, ancient Mayans, devised pliers for extracting teeth. Dee, thanks so much for the call. That's not correct, though. And also Michelle, she emailed a guess. She guesses the ancient Chinese, and that is also not correct. But I do appreciate your guesses. And stay tuned, because before the show is over, we will give the answer to today's question of the day. Okay, now, I want to make sure that I cover the information about the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, okay? And women, pay attention, because this would be a good gift for your husband for Father's Day. We know Mother's Day is coming up. We just passed Mother's Day, didn't we? Yeah, we just passed Mother's Day. I really did remember. I got flowers and everything, but I'm just kind of messed up. In fact, we even gave away flowers to Mom on Mother's Day. But, okay, the golf outing, July 31st. It's for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, as well as Golf for Life Ohio, which is a program that helps pair people with Down Syndrome with PGA professionals to help them learn how to play golf. It is at 8 o'clock in the morning. There is registration and silent auction at 7. And you get breakfast, steak lunch, beer and beverages, greens fee, and cart. And the two courses that are participating, we'd really like to thank them, is Bent Tree Golf Club and Royal American Links. And I have gone out and played both of those courses to check them out. Very nice courses. In fact, I was at Bent Tree yesterday, Royal American Links about 3 weeks ago. Very nice courses. You should get out and check them out and certainly come to our golf outing. Here's the deal. The price right now, $100 a person or $400 a team. But if you wait till after June 1st, which is Monday, it's $125 a person and $500 a team. So I'd love for you to get yourself registered now, tomorrow. I think Monday might be the last day for that discount. So go to www.dentallyspeaking.com. And on there, you'll see the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic icon, and you just click on it. It'll take you to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio's website, and they will get you registered, okay? So please do that. We're going to have some wonderful silent auction items. One of them is a coupon to come to this studio, come to Sunday 95 Studio, and get to meet Dino and Sean while they're doing the broadcast. There'll be a continental breakfast and a tour of the studio. I think that's pretty cool. I personally asked Coach Tressel if he would get us some silent auction items like signed footballs and things, and I personally asked Coach Mata. Thad Mata has agreed to do the same, as well as Coach Foster, the women's basketball coach at OSU. So we're very excited about that. Dino is going to be there. He's going to MC. We have some other folks that have committed, like Gabe Spiegel and Dave Metzl, and he's going to try to drag along Larry Larson, who doesn't golf, but said he'd try to drag him along anyway. And, just many, many others. I think it's going to be a great time. We do have more than half of the team slots filled, and we're two months away. So the point is you need to get your registration in soon. You can get more information during weekdays by calling 263-6020. That is the Down Syndrome Association office. And if you want more information about Down Syndrome, go to their website, www.dsaco.net. That's dsaco.net. D-S-C. I said that wrong. www.dsaco.net. Okay, don't mind me. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, and I do have another interview that I thought we might get to, but we may not. We may not have time for it, because I wanted to talk about, we're talking about basically the healthcare system with Ivana Plesniak in Poland and how it relates to the U.S. system. And we hear so much about how the health system is broken in this country. And I don't think the health system is broken. I mean, when I say that, I mean, I think we have wonderful doctors, wonderful nurses, wonderful hospitals, but what we have is a system where the government hasn't properly dealt with the social issues that we face, and instead of dealing with them, and what I mean by that, funding them properly, they kind of throw it on the hospitals and on the doctors to do things that they're not getting paid to do. For example, hospitals are well aware of anybody that walks into an emergency room, they have to treat once they've admitted them into the emergency room. And there's no remuneration for that. And that ought to be something that the government pays for. That's why in Arizona, they're trying to crack down on immigration. illegal immigration, and whether you think they're going about it the right way or not, the fact remains is that you have all of these people, millions of them, that are in the country illegally, therefore don't pay into any system of funds, taxes, and yet they can go and access our healthcare system for free, something that we can't do. And so where I, and then you also hear, especially in the debate, you hear about the insurance companies who are just making billions of dollars, billions and billions of dollars. And you have things that happen when one insurance company buys another, where the outgoing CEO gets $33 million golden parachute. And I'll tell you what, I think $33 million would pay for an awful lot of medical care. I know it would pay for a lot of dental care. And if one person walks away with that, that money to me should have stayed in the system. It should have gone to help someone in need. And people might say, well, they're getting the help they need because the hospitals are doing it for free. Well, you know, where that what happens then is the prices go up. They have to raise what they charge to all of us who do either pay our bills either by ourselves or through our employer's insurance plan. So everybody pays more, and yet the system is still not working. So, but what I want to do is I want to thank some of the folks at Riverside Hospital who took care of me last weekend. Last weekend I was awakened in the middle of the night with some terrible pain, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and I actually wound up in the emergency room, and I went to Riverside, and I had a very nice nurse, Mary, who first took care of me. And then Dr. Kim Rainey was my ER physician. And then Steve Ireland was a physician's assistant. And I thought they did a wonderful job. They got me in. They, you know, answered my questions, made sure I was comfortable, and, you know, gave me great instructions and sent me home. And what should I do? What should I do if this happens? What should I do if that happens? And we were hoping that it was going to work itself out. It actually was a kidney stone. And it didn't. And so then, following instructions, I called up my doctor, who got me to, my doctor is Dr. LeHue, and I got to Dr. Block at his request. And Dr. Block, after examining me and taking some information from me, some questions and that sort of thing, he said, you know what, I think we need to get this out. It's not going away. And so arranged for me to be to have surgery yesterday. So I did. I had to go and, you know, do the whole thing, get the EKG right before surgery, and they made arrangements for that. Just a simple matter of walking across the street, and I got that. And then when I got to the hospital, I had this really, really nice nurse, Polly Stuckey, and she spent a lot of time with me talking. We talked about her kids and mine, and then the anesthesiologist came. There were two of them, actually. One came and did the questioning, all of my health history questions, and that was Dr. O'Mahony. It's like Mahoney with an O before it, like O'Connell, but O'Mahony. Nice guy, very nice guy. And then the anesthesiologist that actually did the work was Dr. Royce, and then a really nice nurse afterwards in recovery, Teresa. I did not get her last name. I should have written it down. But I want to thank every one of you folks for taking good care of me. And I can tell you firsthand that our healthcare system, if you're talking about the doctors and the hospitals, it's not broken. You've got some very, very dedicated people doing the best they can under some really bad circumstances that are in place because of the government's lack of insight, I guess, into what's going on, and because the government hasn't dealt with tort reform. Now, for those of you that don't know what tort reform is, that would be limiting lawsuits. And every time you see a wonderful operation where you hear that somebody had a limb attached, reattached, that they had severed somehow in a farming accident, and there's like 10 doctors working 14 hours. Now, when I hear those heartwarming stories, all I think about is how every one of those doctors is probably being sued by some frivolous lawsuit that they have to deal with that takes time away from their day and their family and money out of their pocket that they really don't have anymore. So anyway, go out and say thank you to your doctor, to your nurse, to your physician's assistant, to your ER folks, and I think we'll all be better off. So thanks again to all of you that helped me. I am feeling much better. Not completely recovered, but you wouldn't expect me to be by now. So before I go, though, we're up against the deadline. I want to give out the answer to today's question of the day. Dr. Kavitko's question was, what ancient culture devised pliers for extracting teeth? And the answer was the Greeks. In 384 BC, the Greeks devised that. And Basically, it's believed the Greeks were the first to make the pliers for pulling teeth. Aristotle, who lived from 384 to 322 BC, wrote that tooth extraction could be started with pliers but should be cautiously finished by hand. 300 years later, Celsus agreed with him that the first step in tooth extraction was to detach the gum all around the bad tooth. The Greeks and Phoenicians were the first to devise methods of using gold wire to bind loose teeth to nearby good teeth, and the Etruscan tombs as early as 700 BC have revealed attempts to solder wide bands of gold over natural teeth to be held there with pins through the natural teeth. So I think that's pretty interesting. That's a long time ago, and with any luck, you're going to get in and get your teeth checked and healthy, and you won't even need to have them extracted, right? Okay. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Please tune in next week, and don't forget, go and sign up for the golf outing. Go to www.dentallyspeaking.com, click on the Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic link, and get yourself registered. You'll save some money, and you'll benefit a great cause. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and please tune in next Sunday morning at 7. We'll be right back here. And all of you people about to graduate from Ohio State University, you've got 2 weeks. Wish you luck in that. And we'll see you next week, same time, same station. Goodbye for now.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkavitko.com.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko @dentallyspeaking.com.
Columbus's stress-free radio station.
Stress-free radio station.
And your first choice at work.
94.7.
94.7.
Sunny 95.